Welcome to episode 9 of Relationship to Self podcast by me, Naisha. And just to let you all know before we get started with this one, this is the second last podcast of season 1. And you guys will be obviously receiving episode 10 next Sunday. And then we'll be coming to an end of season 1. And I'm so happy and excited to start season 2 of this podcast with you guys. I have been grateful and thankful for the response you guys have always given me, no matter what social media platform it is. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, I just wanted to tell you that season 2 will mostly be coming after a short break. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And episode 10 is also going to be amazing, just like this episode. So keep listening. Now, this episode is extremely unplanned, all right? There is no planning. There is no proper structure I've made for this episode because I was really in a rush. However, obviously, podcast is my priority. So we gotta do what we gotta do. And I think I'm just gonna put out some basic things out here on this episode because even though we call them or we term them as basic, there are still a lot of people who don't understand this or who don't follow it or who don't know it. You know, I've seen people who don't know it or who don't understand these few things, which we term as basic. So I think sometimes I have to explain the basics as well. So these are just a few tips, around 9 to 10 tips that I think every young age, you know, generation should know, like us Gen Zs, as we term ourselves as. So the first thing is financial independence is non-negotiable. Now, I think we all have seen Priyanka Chopra, right? She is amazing. I love that woman so much. And I think we all have heard what she said in one of her interviews, I think, that it doesn't matter who your father is. It doesn't matter who your brother is. It doesn't matter who the man in your life is. A woman should be financially independent. And trust me, when I heard this, I went crazy for her. I mean, I already loved her. And after this, I think I've loved her even more. Since my childhood, I've always been a huge fan for Priyanka. And I think she's always inspired me so much. And yeah, this thing that she said resonated with me so much that I've always kept this in mind. So there are a lot of people who get dependent eventually, either on parents or on some family member or friends. I mean, friends are non, you know, like, I don't think we should count them as someone who are supposed to help us financially, because I think that's just completely bullshit. I mean, no friend, no matter how close you guys are, will always help you financially, right? Someday you have to become financially independent, financially stable. So even though I am myself in a very young age right now, I'm just 15, I turned 15 recently in March, still I think I've understood this one thing very clearly, that no matter what happens in my life, no matter you know, how many people I come across in my life, I think one thing I always would want is myself to be financially independent. I don't want to be dependent on anybody, no matter who it is, whether it's family, it's friends, or anybody else. You know, so I think this is just, I think, one of the basic and one of the most important things that we all should get in our heads, because a lot of people become dependent and, you know, partially dependent, which is really not going to help you in the long run, because this world, the pace this world lives in is so fast, so quick, and everybody is just in their own life. They're busy with their own life. So we really cannot say that, okay, even if I don't have money, my friend's going to help me. Or even if I don't have money, my family member's going to help me. Because that's not always going to happen. After some point, you will regret being dependent on someone else for your finance. So I think in this age, we should really just do the best we can. Not waste our money on stupid things like, you know, we all have some or the other urges to buy something. Like, I love buying lip gloss, I love buying makeup, I love buying shoes. But still, since I've understood that I cannot always be dependent, I have to save a little bit of money as well. I have stopped wasting my money on things I don't need. You know, like obviously the things I need, I buy, but I don't need it right now. Like if I already have 10 shoes in my shoe rack, why would I buy 5 more, right? I don't need it right now. So only buy things that you need. And I think the second thing is start something that you are passionate about. For example, I am passionate about podcasting, so I started podcasting. And I am passionate about writing and reading, so I have written a novel. So obviously, I have not started this podcast for financing. I have neither started my, I've neither published my book for financing, not for commercial use. Obviously, it's just my passion. And I think passion should always be more important than how much money you get from it. So I think just do whatever you love and don't think about how much money you will get in return. Like, I am an actor, right? I don't shoot for money. I shoot for showing people that this is how I am on screen. If this is the script you give me, this is how I will portray it. And this is the character I'm playing. That's why I shoot. I don't shoot for money. I don't shoot for attention or I don't shoot for being popular. I shoot for myself because I know I am passionate about acting. I know I am passionate about portraying different scripts on screen to different people. And I really love when they love my roles, right? So this is the second thing that I wanted to say, that don't think too much about how much you're going to get in return, because we are not that grown up as well, right? If we start thinking how much money we are going to get in every single thing we do in life, then we'll not be able to live our life. We'll just exist. I think the third thing I can say is just start something that you like and try to get an income out of it. Now, if you love making vlogs or for example, you love talking, right? Now, there are many people who are very shy on cameras, but if you are not the one, or if you are the one, I think you should take up a challenge that, okay, I'm going to be posting a vlog every single week this month so that I am not camera shy anymore. And also, obviously, the more you post, the more subscribers you'll be getting. And then eventually, if you keep doing this on a regular basis, you will get monetized by YouTube, right? Now, this is something that you were fearing, right? You were fearing to be on camera, but you did it. I'm so proud of you, right? So do something that you like, but also do something that you fear about. Because most of the times, the things that seem challenging to us, the things that seem scary to us, sometimes turn out the best. Trust me on this. I was never even thinking of starting a podcast, but here I am, and I'm loving it so much that I literally sit down every single weekend and think about what I'm gonna talk about, right? So sometimes you just have to start. It's not about how much you're gonna get in the return. So please don't focus on the outcome and just focus on the process. The next point is your value should not depend on anybody else's opinions. Now, this is a very common thing that I've talked about on my podcast. I think in almost every single episode, that your self-worth, your self-value should not depend on what anybody else says or thinks about you. But again, it's a basic thing for some of us, but not for all of us, right? Now, I've seen people around me saying that, Naisha, am I this? Am I that? No, because I'm just asking because somebody else told me. So what? What if somebody else tells you that you're not good looking? What if somebody else tells you that you're dumb? What if somebody else tells you that you can't study properly? Does it really apply to you? What if somebody else points out your insecurity? Why would we base our self-value or self-worth on somebody else's thinking? I mean, do they really matter to you so much? Are they the most important people in your life? No. And they're not even supposed to be, huh? Please. Comparison does not heal. It breaks. Now, even if you are on a journey of trying to be confident, which is why you're probably listening to a lot of podcasts, seeing a lot of self-development YouTube videos, reading a lot of self-help books. Could be anything that you are trying to do. You could be journaling as well, right? However, if you start comparing yourself with somebody else who's already achieved that self, self-growth or healing, you will never be able to reach at that point. Because the moment we start comparing ourselves is the moment we break our confidence, is the moment we break the trust we have in ourselves. And, you know, I've realized this and it just stuck with me now, because now I never compare myself or my values or my standards with anybody else, because we all are different, right? And I've always said this, that we come from different family backgrounds, we come from having different morals, holding different standards, even if it's in a friendship or a relationship or a family thing. It could be anything, right? We all have different perspectives and perceptions on how we perceive things. And if we keep on being like, oh my God, why does she have it and I don't? Why does he have it and I don't? We will never be able to live, guys. And at the end, as I said, it just breaks your own confidence, your own trust. So what, I don't understand the point in it, honestly. Like, why would people compare their life with somebody else's? Because they both live in completely different situations. Some lives in a very miserable situation. Some live in a very luxury situation. I'm not talking about environment. I'm talking about mindset here. So yeah, some may be depressed and some may be extremely happy. So if the depressed one keeps on comparing their life or their mindset with the one who's living perfectly and very happily, apparently, would the depressed one ever heal? No, because they're always looking at people who have already been over their depressed era, right? So comparison will never heal you. It will always break you. It will break the confidence. It will break the trust you hold. So instead of comparing, I think one should really start to focus on themselves and their life and try to better it up and level up, instead of seeing someone else's and thinking why you don't have that or why you don't have this and that, blah, blah, blah. Now, fourth is eat more protein. Now, this is so important because I've seen people just consuming so much of carbohydrates and fats and everything, but like no protein, which is really important, especially in this age, because in this age we're developing, right? And we have so much going on. We see so much things out there in the world. Around us, there are different people who hold different values and mindsets. And we are really just trying to live. We are trying to exist. We're trying to survive in this world, because some people are very different from what we think they would be. And they turn out completely opposite, right? And we obviously are disappointed when they don't match our expectations. So I think that one of the most important things in our life should be consuming good food, which helps our body and our mind. Now, food is not only for our body, right? If we have, for example, whenever I have anything junk, I instantly feel very sluggish. I feel very low. I feel like I have zero energy left for the day. But as soon as I eat something healthy, my mind feels a bit better. I'm refreshed and my body feels good. So I think it's about how the food makes you feel. However, I don't want you guys to compromise. There are cheat days and it's completely fine. We are young and we are obviously allowed to have cheat days in our life. But if you are consuming junk food on a regular basis, I think you should really stop that. Even if it gives you pleasure or happiness, after some point you will get over it so much that you will never even try to eat it again. So yeah, I think one should balance their meals properly and include a lot of protein in their diet. Fifth is, don't hate your current self just to become a better version of yourself. Now, there is a lot of things that come with being a better version of ourselves, right? We keep evolving every day. We see different things. We experience different experiences. We feel different feelings. And we see people going through so much nowadays, right? Everybody's just having their own difficulties in their life, and most of the times we can't even help them about it. All we can do is listen to them, right? And if we start hating our current self, who we are right now, how will we ever become who we want to become? Self-acceptance is so important. Like, for example, you don't have the perfect body, but you want to have the perfect body in future. So will you rather just sit and complain about it and start hating about your current body? Or would you rather try to become better and work out more and eat more balanced food? Obviously, the second option, because does complaining and nagging about something really help us? No, but does taking actionable steps and following the process and trusting the process help us? Obviously. So what is the point in hating who you are right now just for who you want to become in the future? You will never be able to become who you want to become if you hate your current self. All right, and this is a fact, and I've seen it and experienced it also. I used to hate who I was as a person before, because I was really different, you know, my mindset and everything was different, and now it is completely different. So I think the moment I started changing myself, or I would term it as evolving myself, my mindset, I felt so much better as a human being. And I really realized that there is no point in hating yourself and in hating who you are right now, because you are your permanent person. And if you only start hating yourself, then how will others love you? The sixth is stand up for yourself. Now, this is, I think, so important. I've seen people actually ruin their mindset, ruin their vibe and everything just for one person. And why? Because they couldn't confront them. They couldn't get what they wanted to out of their heads. They started overthinking. They did not confront the people who they wanted to. They did not get the things out of their head. And eventually it killed them from the inside, that they stopped confronting people. Now, this is at some point a fact as well, because I've seen it. You know, like, the people around me have stopped confronting people because they're really like tired and just done with them. But since when do we stop standing up for ourselves? As I said, we are our own permanent person. If we stop standing up for ourselves, who will stand up for us? Do you think anybody will? At some point, they might, if they're your best friends or closest friends. But after that, what? After that, at the end of the day, it's you. It's you who has you, right? We don't have people all the time around us. We cannot possibly become dependent on people for standing up for us. At some point, we have to learn how to speak up. We have to learn how to talk to other people. We have to learn about how to get what we want out of our heads and tell it to that person, right? Since when did we started tolerating so much and stopped speaking up for ourselves? I mean, one thing I've always been proud of myself is that I've always stood up for myself no matter what. Literally no matter what, whether it's a friendship or whether it's anything, I've always, the words I had in my head to that person. I have always communicated, and obviously I've stood up for myself in that way. So I think standing up for your own self is really important, and I think one should always do that, because at the end of the day, as I said, you are your permanent person. Nobody's always gonna be there and go like, hey princess, let me help you, or hey prince, let me help you, because it's not a fairy tale that we live in. It's the reality, it's the world that we live in. And the more we stop and the more we shut up, it's gonna make matters worse and leave a lot of unresolved issues between you and the person. So it's better to just stand up and speak for yourself and speak your opinion, speak what you have in mind, instead of just keeping it inside your head and killing it, you know, deep down. The seventh is taking care of your body. Now, this is again important. I see a lot of people, again, they just have whatever they want to eat, right? But then they don't feel good. So you have to notice that about yourself. You have to know that about yourself. Like, okay, if I'm having an ice cream, I will feel a little lazy, or I will feel energy less, or I will feel very bloated. Right. So you have to know so much about yourself before you consume anything inside your body. Now, I know that if I have anything junk, for example, French fries, it's my favorite, by the way. So if I have French fries, I will instantly feel very bloated. I will feel kind of lazy as well. I will feel like just chilling. It will not activate my brain to go to the work mode or study mode or, you know, whatever modes. So I think taking care of your body is not just working out or doing intense workouts or something, but I think sometimes it's the little things, you know, the simple things like going down for a walk while listening to some music you like and just reflecting and taking time out for yourself. I think those are the simple things by how we can take care of our body. I'm not just talking about gym here. I'm not talking about a very strict diet. But yeah, know yourself so much that if you're consuming a food, a particular food item, you know what the consequence will be. And also, it's always the little things in life, you know, going down for walks or going for a jog or just, I think, doing a light workout in the gym or even at home, like YouTube. Obviously, everybody knows we have so many workouts on YouTube as well that we can do from home. So I think taking care of our body indirectly also means that we are taking care of ourselves, our soul, and our peace of mind. Because I think whenever I work out, I've always felt so much at peace because I get that confidence, like, yay, Naisha, you did it today and you can do it tomorrow. So it helps me build a sort of confidence, trust, and self-love for myself. And I feel like I took care of my body today and I'm going to do it every single day. The eighth is reading books, that is, you know, helping in self-education. Now, obviously, we all, I think whoever's listening to this are mostly young age people because the title of the episode itself says that. But even if you're not young age, I think knowledge never has a particular age to start, right? And I think we can start whenever we want and we can invest in ourselves to self-educate ourselves. Now, self-education doesn't mean that we we stick to books and we become a bookworm. What I mean to say is that whenever you're reading books, so for example, you love reading fictional books, I think sometimes you should replace it with self-help books like self-development or self-growth or self-love or self-care. Or sometimes if you want to become financially literate, I think you should invest into reading more finance books that will help you gain the knowledge so that you can invest your money in the future. So I think this is the best age to start reading all of these books because obviously, as I said, we are growing, we are seeing different things around us, and it's easy to get influenced. And I think such books are really needed. So sometimes I think it's fine if you replace the fictional ones with such books. The last and the final is boundaries are very necessary because we all are growing. We are doing mistakes. We are learning from them and we are moving on from things. We are letting go things and we are letting go of our mistakes that we did in the past. So why would I be around people who are draining my energy, right? So that is a boundary I have set for myself recently that I will not at all associate myself with people who drain my energy or around people who don't have the mindset like me. I'm not saying exactly the same, but at least suppose if I am driven to my goals, right? I'm driven to follow my dreams. If they don't have that passion, if they don't have that mindset to follow their dreams and achieve them, I don't think I can be friends with them, right? Because after all, as I said, it's easy to get influenced and there are the company you sit in matters so much because they do influence our head as well. So I think this one boundary that I set for myself has helped me so much in the past few months. I've made better friends. I've had a very small circle, but at least a real circle of friends around me and nowadays. And I think that's one of the best things I've done. So make sure that you know yourself so much that you're ready to set any boundaries for yourself. Like, for example, you cannot accept a behavior. Don't accept it. No matter what someone says, like, hey, it's fine. It's not a big deal. Why are you feeling so hurt? If you are feeling it, you're feeling it. What's the big deal? What's the big matter? it's your emotions, and as I said, it's you and only you to decide what you want in life, or who do you want to be with, or whose path you want to follow, or who's your inspiration. I mean, nobody can influence us in that case, right? So I think setting boundaries for ourselves is a form of self-care, because in that way we don't let people ruin our peace of mind. And yeah, I hope this episode helped, and something to take back from this episode is always there for you guys. Anyways, I'm gonna see you guys next Sunday. Till then, take care. I love you. Bye. And I'm so proud of you.